2. Lost in Translation. Some years ago, I had the privilege of visiting Shanghai, China. Before my trip, some friends who lived there warned me not to assume that the English written underneath Chinese characters on many signs in the city would tell me anything about what the sign actually said. Over the years, Chinese translators had become notorious for mistranslating signs into English, with often misleading and sometimes even hilarious results. I looked up some examples on the internet before I left, and some of the mistranslations people have found are just funny. Take this sign hanging on the door of a restaurant. Bar is presently open because it is not closed. Or the menu that offers delicious spicy grandma for your lunch entree. Or the sign on a public lawn that just tugs at every heartstring you have. Lovable but pitiful grass is under your foot. Honestly, who knows what the original idea was behind any of those messages? Having seen all that, I was, of course, looking forward to finding some amusing mistranslations myself. Sadly, I arrived in Shanghai just after the Summer Olympics had ended, and it turns out that the Chinese had launched a massive project to correct mistranslations throughout the country before the Games started. So not even once did I get to sample any delicious, spicy grandma for lunch, or look into the sad face of some lovable but pitiful grass before I stepped on it. But now, think about it for a moment. Why did China make sure to correct its foreign language translations? It's simple. As the world turned its attention to their nation for the Olympics, they wanted to communicate accurately. They wanted to say what they meant, and they wanted to mean what they said. That's finally what is at stake in a translation, whether translating a sign, a menu, or the Bible. Can we be confident that what we're reading in our own language accurately reflects what the author meant to say in his? Is translation even possible? The task of determining if the Bible really is historically reliable would be easier if we were native speakers of ancient Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, and ancient Greek. Most of us, however, are not.